So the Gemara says, "B'mai yaskinin." What case? What is the Mishnah talking about when it says there's a mudir hanol mechaveroi, and then it says if you go to the mavaka choylehim, you're only allowed to stand there, but you can't sit there. Who is osur on who? Who can't have enjoyment from who? B'mai yaskinin. If you want to tell me, I bishen nichsei mevakir asurin al choylom, that the person that's going to visit, the one that's to be mevakir choylom, his nechosim is osur on the choylom, on the sick person. The sick person is not allowed to have any enjoyment from this person that's coming in. So if so, afilu yeshiv nami. When the person comes in, why can't he even sit down? If he sits down, he's having enjoyment from the choylom. What enjoyment is the chayla having from the person that's coming in? The fact he's doing a mitzvah, that's muta. That's the klal mitzvah slavah henes nitna. So it's even though this sick person is not allowed to have any enjoyment from you, but you're still allowed to go and be mevakach chaylim, because that's called you're doing a mitzvah, mitzvah slavah henes nitna. But our Mishnah says when you go there, you have to stand and not sit down. The question is, why can't you sit down? You're the person that's coming in, you're allowed to have enjoyment from him, just he can't have enjoyment from you. So if so, why can't you sit down? So that can't be the case in our Mishnah. So what do you want to say? The opposite way. Maybe the Mishnah means the opposite way. That the Choyla made a neder that this person Reuven can't have any enjoyment from me. And now this person Reuven comes into the house to Mavaka Choyla. So we say then what? That he's not allowed to sit down. Because if he sits down, he's having enjoyment from your nechosim, from your chair. He's not allowed to have any enjoyment from you. For the Gemara, if that's the case, if so, it should even be yosef from them to stand in your house. Because since he's not like Reuven, can't have any enjoyment from this person's house, how could he even walk into the house? Drisa's a regular zosef. You're not allowed to walk into the person's house. But just walking into the house alone, you're having enjoyment. So how could you walk into the house even? Shiran, Sharainena Bedrisas Arego. You're having enjoyment, the fact you're walking into his house. Or Mishum Mitzvah Lesla Lesnuya Misura. Ah, you want to say you're doing a mitzvah? Very good, try and do a mitzvah. But because of the mitzvah, you have no hetter to be over in Issa. There's an Issa now that you can't have any enjoyment from him. By you walking into his house, you're having enjoyment from him. So what gives you the right to walk into his house? So what does the Mishnah say? That you can't sit down there. It should be even stronger. You should not be allowed to stand there even. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from him. So the Gemara says, Le'olam atayev shach, the Mishnah is like this. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Le'olam, really, the Mishnah is talking about, B'shenichsei mevaker asurin alachayla. Talking about the person that's coming in now, the mevaker chayla, his property, he's not allowed to give any enjoyment to the sick person. If so, the question is, so why can't he even sit down? L'chura, when you sit down, you're having enjoyment. You're allowed to have enjoyment from him. Just he, the sick person, is not allowed to have any enjoyment from you. So if so, why does it say you can't sit down? Gesundheit, go and sit down. So, and I, how are you allowed to go into Mavakacholim? You're not allowed to give him any enjoyment. The pshat is, that's not called you're giving him enjoyment. That's called you're doing a mitzvah. And the klal is mitzvah, slav lehenes mitna. So therefore, you're allowed to go to be mevakach cholim. It's not called you're doing a mitzvah. But I call upon him, you are allowed to have enjoyment from the sick person. So why does the Mishnah say you can't sit down? Gesundheit, enjoy yourself there. You should be able to sit down. So the Keteret is like this. Over mokom shenoitlin tzcharm ala yeshiva v'yenoitlin tzcharm al hamida. That they pay you to sit down, but they don't pay you to stand up. So the answer is like this. Nirli dochi prushay. In other words, people will pay you, a sick person pays people, come in and sit down next to me. Like I'm sick in the home, I'm home alone, I don't have anybody here. So more they would pay people to come and sit down to keep them company. So talking about now that people pay for this. The Ran says, I for mitzvahs, you can't charge for doing a mitzvah. Terah says, no. For the mitzvah alone, you could stand. Who asked you to sit down? So if it's sitting, I'm doing something special, then I can take money. You shouldn't take money for just standing there. Some places made mitzvahs not to take money even if you're sitting down. Because we're afraid, maybe you'll even take money just for standing. and for that you're not allowed to. If you go do a mitzvah mevakeh cholom, you're not allowed to take money to go and be mevakeh cholom. So therefore, v'yosin mekoymes deinamid ben yoshev shori. A place that they don't take any money, so then you're allowed to come in there and even sit down. The yeshiva namu to do mitzvah. Ela the chiddush is afilu b'mokim shein machmir al atzmon. Afilu ochi alamid leshorilu lemishkom. But for standing, you can't take money. Umeshemach, therefore, Mishnah says like this: Pasuk Tani, the Tani, Nichnas Mavakri, you're allowed to go to Mavakri Cholam, but Oimed, if you only stand, Bekunu Tuchten, all places you're allowed to stand. The mitzvah covered, you're doing a mitzvah. Vidach Memela Mitzani, you're not allowed to give him any enjoyment, so how could you go visit the sick person? Teret says, you're doing a mitzvah. It's mitzvah Slav Lenis Nitna. And Memela, he has enjoyment, that's not also. Avoloy Yeshiv, Bekunu Tuchten, no place are you allowed to sit. To mock him, shame machimun alatzman b'yeshiva like a mitzvah. V'nimtza choy l'chayi b'scharoi. Really, the sick person is supposed to pay you for sitting down. U'kishen anaytu menu. And if you don't take the money from him, is nimtza maneyu. Comes out that you're giving him enjoyment. So therefore, when you go to mivaka choyla, you're not allowed to sit down. Because by you sitting down, you're giving him extra enjoyment. You're giving him enjoyment that really the sick person would pay for this. Some places a sick person pays for people to sit down to him. So if you have an issa neder that you're not allowed to give him any enjoyment, therefore you're not allowed to sit down, because by your sitting down, since he's supposed to pay you, if he doesn't pay you, it's called he's having enjoyment from you. But standing, nobody takes money for standing. That's why it says you're allowed to stand. That's what the Gemara says. Rama Shmuel Yerlam v'shenichsei mevaker asurin alacholah. The person coming in, he is not allowed to give any enjoyment to a sick person. So therefore you're not allowed to sit down, because that's called you giving him enjoyment. He's supposed to even pay you for it. But you're allowed to stand up. For the Gemara, my Piska, how do we know this? It's all Kamashman, this is the Chiddush of Shmuel. That the Yaf, the Mokim Shnoitlin, Tzchara Ala Yeshiva, Boil a Mishkol, but Ala Amida Le Boil a Mishkol. That even in a place that they do let you pay, for going to be Mavaka Cholom, they're only allowed to take money if you're going to sit down there. Because sitting down is not really part of the mitzvah. For the mitzvah alone, you could do standing up. For this extra enjoyment you're giving him that you're going to sit down, he's allowed to pay you for that. So here, by the Yisra Noah, it's also. But standing up, that's mutter. Because for standing up, you never get paid. So therefore, it's not called you're giving him any extra enjoyment. The only enjoyment you're giving him is the fact that you're being Mavaka Chayla. That's mutter. That's called mitzvah. Slav lehenes nitna. I'm doing the mitzvah. That I'm allowed to do. The boy is saying another territory like this to tell you. Kireb Shimon ben Alikin. That gzeira shem yishoya ve'ameida. We're afraid that maybe you'll stay there a long time. Hezachi nami gzeira shem yishoya v'yeshiva. We're afraid that maybe you'll stay there a long time v'yeshiva. So if you stay there a long time, we're afraid, even if you go to a place that they don't charge money for sitting down, that's only for a short visit. But if the person stays there a few hours, then every single place, usually the chayla should pay the guy some money. So we're making zero. We don't want you to sit down any place, even a short sit, that they don't charge money for that. So it's not called you're giving him enjoyment, because maybe you'll come to sit down there a long time. And if you sit down there a long time, then the minig was he was supposed to pay you. And if he doesn't pay you, it's called you're giving him enjoyment. That's why the Mishnah says, like a light plug, all places, you should not sit down there. If you want to be Mavaka Chayla, you can stand up. But the law is, since you are not allowed to give him enjoyment, you're not allowed to sit down there.
All right, turn over.
Yeah. The Talmud Gemara says like this. Ula says a little different. Ulo ama liyoylam v'shenich seicholef asurin ala mavakin. Could be the opposite way still. That the sick person's nechosim, he was not allowed to give any enjoyment to the person coming in. The person coming in can't have any enjoyment from the chayla. So the question was then, so if you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from him, how are you allowed to go into his house? By just going into his house, you're having hanois, teresas aregel. Like his nechosim, his property is also to you. So good, you want to do a mitzvah, but you'll be mevakeh cholim, but you have no right to have any enjoyment from him. There's an issur neder that you can't have enjoyment from his nechosim. So the question was, even by standing up, it should be also to go into his house. Teretz is, who could go in the Svari is, to Loyadra Mincha Yusei. That what happened here? The sick person made a Nisa Neder that you, Reuven, can't have any enjoyment from me. So therefore, the kasher is, you should not be able even to come into my house, because I made a Neder, you can't have enjoyment from me. Teretz is a Svari to say that when the sick person made the Neder, that Reuven can't have any enjoyment from him, he did not mean to include something that's going to take away from his chiyus a benefit for him. In other words, here when the person comes to Mavaka Chayla, for what purpose is the person coming? Is the purpose of the person to enjoy the guy's house? Avada not. You're going to see the guy, to visit the guy. So that's the taiva for the person. So when you're coming into his house for his sake, it's a svar he never meant to have passed him in his nether. His nether was that you can't have enjoyment from him. For your sake, if this person found once enjoy the guy's house, he made a nether, you can't have enjoyment from his house. But when you're coming in, not for your sake, but for his sake, to Mavaka Cholim, it's a svar lecha you say, he never meant that in his listen, nether. That he never included. If you're coming in for the sick person's sake, he never meant to answer it. If his own sake, he didn't answer. Right. Ihoch, you so threat Gemara, feel Yeshiv. If so, then when you're coming in now, so since you're coming in to Mavaka Cholom, it's a svar the person never meant to make an Isaneda that you can't come in. So if so, you should even be able to sit down. Like, when does he say you can't sit down in my house for your own sake? You still want to enjoy yourself. I made an Isaneda, you can't have any enjoyment from me. But now, why are you coming to sit there? It's not for your own sake you're sitting there. You're sitting down for his sake. So again, that should be moot. It's a svar to say the person never made this, and is this an ed? Didn't make this to stop something for his own sake. So Marius's name, Hoyev Shabamida. This alone, the fact you want to come in for my sake alone, it'd be enough to stand there. That you want to sit down, that already we say is for your own enjoyment. Like it's too hard for you to stand. So for your own enjoyment, you want to sit down. That already takar is also. That the person included in his nether. So only a svar what you're doing for his sake, you're smuter. So standing up, be mavaka chayla, that smut you're doing for his sake. But to sit down already, that's cool for your own enjoyment, that's awesome. Meisvei avakasha. It says, cholu, if the person got sick, is nichnas levakroi, you let it go be mavaka chayla him. Cholu binoi, let's say the person's son got sick, is shayaloi bishuk. You're only allowed to ask him in the street what he's doing. So Ran says, Meisve, Cholo, Ho Nichtel de Vakroi. Hainu, Tishainoi, Deinu le Bnoi. What's the difference? To Cholo, Ho Nichtel de Vakroi, Mishun de Mestame, Bin Chis le Yadre. And the Chur, this is a Raya. That if I made a Neder, that you can't have any enjoyment from me. So therefore, if the person himself gets sick, you're allowed to come into him like a Cholim. You know why? Because that wasn't part of his Neder. Since when you're coming in to see him, you're doing it for his sake, he never meant to make the nether. When Reuven made the nether that Shimon can't have enjoyment from him, Reuven only meant that for Shimon's sake, you can't have enjoyment from me. But if Shimon is coming out to Mavaka Chayla Reuven, he's doing it for Reuven's sake, that's mutter. Mashen came for his son that's not called for Reuven's sake, it's also to come in to visit his son. So cholu nichtas lavakwe, cholu benoi, shalu vishok. So Moshe says, Vishlay Malula, Vishlay, the way Ula learns Pshat, it's very good. The Yom Ula learns Pshat, now Mishnah, Vishenichse Chayla, Asun Alamavakar. Ula learns Pshat here that the sick person's Nechosim is also on the person coming in. So therefore, Ukagoin the Layadri Mincha Yusa. Why did the Mishnah say you're allowed to go be Mavaka Chayla, stand up at least? Because when you stand up, you're doing it for his sake, for Reuven's sake. Reuven never made the Yisaneder to stop his own enjoyment. So that's why he let him be Mavaka Chayla Reuven himself. Mashenke is his son. The son you're not allowed to come in? Because when you be Mavaka Chayla the son, it's not for Reuven's sake. So you have no heter to come into Reuven's house. Even though you're doing it for Reuven's son's sake, but that's not for Reuven's sake. Like Reuven's neder still applies. Reuven made a neder that you, Shimon, can't have any enjoyment from me. So you're not allowed to come into my house. You can only come in to visit me. For something you're doing for my sake, for Reuven's sake, Reuven never meant an issa to Shimon. But for his son's sake, it's Sakarasa. So like, ooh, that's very good. Ela l'shmul, according to Shmuel. Shmuel learns Pshan Mishnah. Diyoma. Dishan nichsei mevaker. Asurin Alachilo. We're talking about that the person that's coming to visit, the Shimon that's visiting now, he can't give any enjoyment to the sick person. His Nechosim is also to Reuven. Says so, Maishno, Maishno Benoi, like why can't he go to visit his son also? What's wrong? He's allowed to have enjoyment. He could walk into the house. Just like that, the sick person can't have enjoyment from him. So the fact he's walking into Mavaka Chayla, that's Mutter, Mitzvah Zal Lehenes Nitna. So why can't he walk into the house even to visit the son? Like the one that's walking in, his Nechosim Arasa to the Chayla. But he's allowed to walk into the Chayla's house. So why does the Brisa say he can't visit the son? Chortakasha on Shmuel. So Mar says, Pashit, O Maloch, Shmuel answer you. What is the Mishnah going to do with the Brisa? Masnisa, now Mishnah said, Pshat is, and the Mishnah learned pshat that the person that's visiting his nechosim is not someone, a sick person. But Brisa, this Brisa, I agree to you, is talking like Ula says, that the sick person's nechosim is also on the mavaka. Therefore, if the mavaka comes in to visit him, it's mutter, because for that he never made a neder. But to visit his son, for that taker it's also. Said the Gemara, my piska. Like, how do you know to make a difference of it? How do you know to say the Brisa one way and the Mishnah another way? My Rava says, my Rava that Shmuel is Masnisa Kashisei. That Muriel Shmuel had a kasha in our Mishnah. My Yiriditani, I made, what does our Mishnah say when you come to Mavaka Chayla? You're allowed to stand, Avolo Yeshiv, and you're allowed to sit down. Why does it say this for? Shemamina, Saraya, our Mishnah is talking about v'denichsei mevaker asur nalachelo. Therefore, the only way Kolam Shana Mishnah is that the mevaker is not allowed to give any enjoyment to the chelo. And again, like Shmuel learns, it's talking about that people pay for you to sit down. So therefore, you're not allowed to sit down, because if you sit down and he doesn't pay you, it's called you giving him enjoyment. So since the Mishnah says the chel between Oymed and Yoshev, it's only when you can't give enjoyment to him. Mashenkin, the Brisa doesn't say this for Chilik. So therefore, in the Brisa, Shmuel agrees it's the opposite pshat. And the Brisa is talking about that the person, the sick person's nechosim, is also on the Mavaker. And therefore, the Mavaker only has the head to go into his house to see him for his sake, but not for his son's sake. Omer HaShlokah. HaShlokah says, Remez Ladika Cholim in Atar Minayin. Where's the Remez in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to go be Mavaka Cholah? Shenam the apostle says in the midbar in Kamais Kolodim Yemusim Elo Elo Kudas Kolodim. So my mash, what's the right from this pasuk? Or my rabbi says like this: in Kamais Kolodim Yemusim Elo, will they die like normal people? Shein Cholim Umotolim Arisasim. That normal people means they get sick and they're in their beds. Or Beneyodim Avakrenoisan, and people come to Avakah Cholim them. Ma Abriyasim. What do people say? Le Hashem Shlachani Lazer. That Hashem shouldn't send me here. That's what says the Heimlich Siv of Chudas Cholodim Yifkar Aleim. That everybody should come and visit them. So this pasuk is a raya for Bikachem. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, let's come home daf Lametes. Let's come home again, Lametes. And Rava from the bottom was, we're here at Stira, really from the Brisa. Moreh Sakash and Shmuel. How could he learn the Brisa? Mor says Elul Shmuel to Yom that he learns Bishanichsei Mevaker Asurin Alachila, that the Mishnah is talking about the Nechosim of the person that's going to visit the Mevaker's Nechosim is also on the Chila, and the question was for sitting you can't sit because you have to take money. So then here in the Brisa Maishnohu or Maishno Bnoi, what's the difference between him or the son? Here the Brisa says that when you want to go to Mavaka Chayla, if you have an Issa Neder that he's also to you, so you're allowed to go to visit the person, but not to visit his son. So the question was, according to Shmuel, what should be the difference? So Mar answers back, Omaloch. Shmuel answers back, Masnisin Bishanissa Mavaker Asurin Ala Chayla. Shmuel says, the Mishnah is the way I learned Pshat. And the Mishnah we're talking about in the Chosav of the Mavaker, that's also on the Chayla. And that's why there's a difference between sitting or between standing, that you can't sit because for sit they take money. Mashen came Brisa, Pishanichsei Choyle Asurin Alamavaka. Shmuel agrees that in the Braisa, we're talking about the Nechosim of the Chayla is also on the Mavakir. Because the Ran explains like this. So more says, now my Piska, how do you know what's the difference? Or my Rava says that Shmuel Masnis